This is the place, the root of the dear cousin of Lord Krishna, performed great tapasya to achieve the goal of his life. Uddhav was the dearest, most confidential friend of Lord Sri Krishna in both Mathura and Dwarka. In fact, he was so close with Krishna that practically from morning till night they were together. They would sit together, eat together, laugh together, rest together. And Krishna would confide with Uddhava with the very innermost thoughts of his heart. Therefore, there was no better person to take his message to Vrindavan, to give to Nanda Yashoda, and especially the Braja Gopis. When Uddhav came to Vrindavan, he was driving Krishna's chariot. He was wearing Krishna's dress and Krishna's ornaments. There would be no doubt that he was truly the authorized messenger of the Lord. Upon seeing the bhakti of Nanda, Yashoda, and the Gopas, Uddhava came to the realization that he did not even have a single drop in comparison to the ocean of love that they had for Krishna, in the separation that they were feeling. When Uddhava delivered that message to gopis at Uddhava Kyadi, and he saw the ecstatic intoxication of the gopis headed by Srimati Radharani, how they were constantly weeping and crying. There was not a single thought that possibly could come to their mind except the intense longing for Shyam Sundar. Uddhava understood that this is the ultimate stage of pure love. He did not even consider that there was a fraction of a particle of a drop compared to the ocean of their devotion. Uddhava wanted to take the dust of their lotus feet and worship it with his heart and soul. But he was a great prince, and they were simple cowherd girls. He did not want to transgress etiquette and embarrass them. Thus he came to this place, Uddhava Kuni. And here he offered prayers and performed tapasya to achieve the ultimate goal of all his aspirations, to become a piece of grass or a little shrub on the earth of Vrindavan, so that the gopis and their maidservants and the servants of their maidservants may step on the top of his head and put the dust of their lotus feet there eternally. Shri Uddhava Dev ki jai. So this place reveals the supreme glories of Vrindavan over all other spiritual abodes, and also the reveals the true humility of a Vaishnava and their deep, deep appreciation for the essence of all spirituality, to take the dust of the feet of the servants of the Lord on our heads and worship it with our hearts and souls. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
We will ask Satyananda Maharaj to offer auspicious blessings upon us.
What comes into mind is that Uddhava, who was a disciple of Brihaspati, came to the realization that knowledge in comparison to bhakti is like a straw in comparison to a mountain of very insignificant size. And therefore, he wanted to learn this bhakti by becoming the very, very low servant of the dearest devotees of Krishna, the gopis. Uddhava actually prayed, as Maharaj said, to take birth as grass. He did not dare to aspire for a higher birth. He thought, grass is enough for me, because then I can get the dust, and this dust will be purifying me through and through. In Krishna consciousness, we can learn that we similarly must aspire for a very, service-like position. Usually a person wants to have a high position, and also in Krishna consciousness one can become deluded by wanting to become a high devotee with great realizations, with great this and that. But it's safest to be in a humble position, because then you can get the mercy. The moment when we are becoming pride, all our realizations are in great danger to be lost. The example has been given of a fruit. When the fruit is not protected by skin, but the skin goes, then the fruit can easily be eaten by flies. Imagine a nice papaya. It looks so healthy, wealthy, and wise. But the moment the skin is taken away from the papaya, immediately so many black flies come, who in matter of 10 minutes take care that the whole fruit decomposes and then comes into the rotten state. This is also when a devotee, although he may have realizations and everything, is not protected by the skin of humility. The moment that skin goes, it goes so fast. It is amazing how fast our realizations decompose and we become something less than bhaktas. Remember, tomorrow you can make the experiment in your life. You take a banana, take away the skin, put it in the open, and you will see how fast, you don't even know from where they come, the flies come and eat it away. This is happening when you lose the skin of your humility. You do not know from where it comes. You do not know how it came. But all of a sudden you feel miserable. Please don't make this experiment. Please keep the skin of humility. But just so that you learn, tomorrow you can make maybe you 800 people can stand around one banana. We don't want to waste many bananas. And before the breathless audience, one can peel the banana. And you will see how fast this nice fruit becomes useless. So this is what we can learn all over Braj. But here is a good place to learn this also. keep your skin of humility intact and strengthen it every day so that it becomes real thick. And then every realization which you have, not only the highest, but just the tiny realizations will remain fresh, juicy, and will serve you throughout the life. Sri Uddhava ji ki jai! Srila Prabhupada ki
jai!
Gau Premanandi!
Let us very enthusiastically welcome His Holiness Satchidananda Maharaj. We can do louder than that, please.